Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from North Survey, a professional public opinion research firm, and we are interviewing residents of Miami-Dade County about some important issues, and I assure you that we are not selling anything and that the interview will only take a few minutes of your time, and of course your response will remain strictly confidential. So let me ask you, and just to be sure that we have a representative sample, can you please tell me your age?
46.
Got it. And are you currently a resident of Miami-Dade County?
I am.
Understood. And do you have any children under the age of 18 that live in your home or for whom you are the primary caregiver, regardless of whether they are children, your children, or someone else's?
Yes.
Now, I am going to read you a list of local organizations or community institutions, and for each one, please tell me if you have heard of the organization, and if you've never heard of them, please just let me know, okay? Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust.
Yes.
And do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Miami-Dade County Homeless Trust?
I really don't have one.
Okay. And what about United Way of Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
And do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of the United Way of Miami-Dade County?
Favorable.
Somewhat favorable or very favorable?
Very favorable.
Understood. And now, what about the Children's Trust?
Yes, I know it.
Okay, and about that organization, do you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion?
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Understood. We are under 30% of completion on the survey, ma'am. Thank you very much. Trust me that it's been hard today to get some, you know, responses. So thank you very much that you're taking the time with me on the phone for this. I really appreciate that. So let me ask you, have you ever searched for information about programs and services for children and your family?
No, not really.
Got it. And if you wanted to search for information about programs and services for children under your care and your family, which one of the following will you most like use? Use an app or your smartphone, ask a friend or a family member, call the 211 helpline, search the internet using something like Google, ask my...
I would probably Google on my phone, yeah.
Google, okay. Got it. And now we are going to go into a little bit more detail regarding one local institution in particular. And for this survey, we'll be talking about the Children's Trust. So earlier you said you have a very favorable opinion of the Children's Trust. In a few words, can you tell me why you feel this way?
Actually, my sister was a teacher in Miami-Dade County, and she said good things about it.
Just taking notes of that.
I'm sorry?
I'm just taking notes of that, so bear with me just a couple of seconds.
No, that's okay.
Thank you. Okay. Understood. So now, how have you primarily learned about the Children's Trust? Albert.
Word of mouth.
I'm sorry?
Word of mouth.
Was basically through email, you said? Sorry, I didn't catch it.
No, word of mouth, you know, just from talking to people.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Yes.
And have you ever specifically searched for information about programs funded by the Children's Trust?
No.
No? Okay. And have you ever visited the Children's Trust website?
No.
Understood. And based on your familiarity with the work of the Children's Trust, would you characterize its impact on Miami-Dade County as positive, negative, or no impact at all?
Positive.
Very positive or somewhat positive?
Very positive.
Very positive. Understood. And when considering the work of the Children's Trust in Miami-Dade County, in a few words, how will you characterize or describe, let's say, the impact that the Children's Trust has in the community?
I don't think I can. I don't know enough about it.
That's not a problem. Just let me take notes of that. All right. We are right now on the 60% completion of the survey. Thank you so much for your time. So let me ask you, I would like to provide you with a little bit of information regarding the Children's Trust. So the Children's Trust of Miami-Dade County is a dedicated source of revenue established by voters and funded by property taxes, with the goal of improving the lives of children and families in Miami-Dade by funding high-quality programs. Knowing this, please tell me whether you have favorable or unfavorable opinion of the Children's Trust.
Favorable.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Yes. Very favorable.
And why, ma'am? Why do you think that is, you know, very favorable, your opinion about that?
Because I like it when my taxes are used to help people.
Okay. Give me just 1 second. Right. And prior to this interview, were you aware that the Children's Trust offered programs and services to children and families throughout the Miami-Dade County?
Yes.
All right. And have you ever heard or seen any advertisement about the Children's Trust?
Yeah, I have. Yes.
All right. And where have you most often heard or seen advertisement about the Children's Trust? Television, radio, buses, billboards? Newspapers, magazines, social media?
Probably local news during, you know, watching local news on TV.
Understood. And when searching for local Miami-Dade County news and information, which of the following do you use the most frequently? Like newspapers, magazines, television, radio, social media, online search?
Probably online search, yeah.
Online search. Got it. We are almost done with the survey. So we just have a few more questions for classification purposes, you know. So let me ask, which of the following best describe your ethnicity? Haitian, Hispanic, Latino, or Cuban, or other?
Cuban.
Cuban. Okay. Mm-hmm. And which of the following racial classifications would you consider yourself to be? White, Anglo, Black, or African American, Asian, or multiracial?
White.
Why? Okay. And what is your marital status?
I'm married.
Got it. And do you own or rent your current residence?
Own.
Understood. And how long have you lived in Miami-Dade County?
My entire life, 46 years.
Wow. That's a lot. Yeah. So now, we just have a few questions now. So let me ask you, what is your annual household income before taxes? Less than 25,000, between 25 and 50, 5,000, 25, I'm sorry, 50,000 and 25,000, between 75,000 and 100,000, or between 100,000 and 150,000, or more than 150,000?
More than 150,000.
Understood. And let me now ask you, what is the zip code of your home address?
33173.
33173, right?
Correct.
All right. And what region of Miami-Dade County do you live?
I guess people would call it Kendall, even though it's not really that far in the Kendall.
Oh, I see. So it's closer to northeast Miami-Dade County, northwest, or south Miami-Dade?
Oh, no, South Miami.
South. Okay, got it. Ma'am, we just ended up our survey today. Thank you very much for all your time and all your help. I really appreciate that. So I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay? And take care.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.